So yeah, so pretty wild, right? Portugal has imposed post-Christmas curbs as the infections rise. They've ordered bars and nightclubs to close while telling people to work from home for at least 2 weeks, starting on Saturday, to control the spread of COVID-19. This still isn't the normal Christmas we are used to, Prime Minister António Costa told a news conference. If we do not adopt these measures now, the consequences on everyone's lives will be much worse after Christmas and the New Year. Costa also announced capacity restrictions at stores and said a negative coronavirus test would now be required to stay at hotels or go to events. So, we'll see what happens. The world is trying its best to react, but it's kind of funny because it's like you've got it's just like when the pandemic broke out. You've got different people react differently, and without a unified response, we're in trouble. Anyway, it's Christmas time, so let's see if we got any Christmas music. If I search for Christmas, I sure as heck do. Apparently, 'cause see, I have a lot of music that I've scanned in from my or ripped from my mom. And anyway, whatever. This is Neil Diamond singing "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, and you'll be in my dream.
Test, test. Can you hear me? Sorry. I should have tested this morning. Oh, hooray! We've done it. Although it is about halfway through, although it was halfway through the show, we have succeeded. We are using a brand new piece of software called Audio Hijack. I do not have anything configured other than use my microphone and send it out to the internet. So beautiful. I'm excited. We have so much news to go through, and there's not a whole lot of time because, well, I spent all this time trying to figure out how to use new software when I should have done that during open mic. Open mic happens every dang day at 1700 hours. You can just connect using the open mic credentials, or you could even do it at 0300. So either way, both times would have been better. So let's go ahead and get started. There's a lot of death to cover and not a lot of time. So let's start with the biggest body count. Oh, and we got to start the way we always start. I'll just do the pretend noise. Pew, 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 pew. World news. Brazil landslides. At least 79 dead in torrential rains. Dozens missing. Torrential rains in northern Brazil have left at least 79 people dead and dozens missing, civil defense officials said Sunday, as rescuers capitalized on a lull in downpours to search for survivors. That's right, pretty sad, if you ask me. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. This is interesting. Let's see if this will work. All right, let's see if this will work. All right, let's see. Nope. Sorry, I have too many cookies. I have too many ad blockers. It cannot play video. I have to accept like 4 or 5 U lists to play audio from Firefox. But I thought it was worth a try. All right. Hey, Zop SQL. Welcome. Big shout out to Zop SQL and everyone in comm. Thank you so much for being here and walking me through this X1 X2180 Stug. The Dubious Goals Committee is coming up in 14 minutes, but oh, beautiful. Zop SQL, I hope you can connect. Let's go ahead and talk about more death. We got more bodies. Nepal plane wreck. Rescuers find 21 bodies. Rescuers have found 21 bodies so far from the crash site of a plane that went down in northern Nepal. The small plane had been carrying 22 people, and searches continue to find the remaining missing passenger. The plane was on a 20-minute flight when it lost contact. 20 minutes. 20-minute flight when it lost contact with air traffic control 5 minutes before it was due to land. The wreckage of the plane, operated by Nepali carrier Tara Air, was recovered in Mustang District. We found 20 dead bodies. The body of an additional person has been located, and rescuers are trying to retrieve it from difficult mountain terrain. The country's Civil Aviation Authority spokesman Dio Chandra Lokaran told the BBC on Monday. The rescuers are still searching for a missing individual at the crash site. Four Indians, two Germans, and 16 Nepalis were on board the plane, according to reports, but search operations have been hampered by bad weather and mountainous terrain. So, pretty rough. Pretty wild to think about it. There's one person hanging out there, and they're trying their best. Hopefully they survived, and they're just like hiding in the woods or something. But man, can you imagine? It's like, oh, there's a body on the side of that mountain where the plane wrecked. But how do we get up there to re get their body? I don't know. Yep, there you go, Zop SQL. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here and tuning in. Yepper, 21 people, 21 dead, at least from this airplane story. And no word on how many passengers were on the plane, which would have been great to know. 21's a magic number, though. 21 new monkeypox cases have been confirmed in Nigeria. That's right, Nigeria has confirmed 21 cases of monkeypox since the beginning of 2022, with one death reported, the Nigerian Center for Disease Control said on Sunday. Monkeypox has had several cases recently detected in Europe and North America. It's a rare disease originating in Africa that usually recovers spontaneously. According to an infectious disease specialist, Dr. Bertha Sirwalla-Ayi, there are two types of the virus: a West Africa type, in which 1 to 3.6 out of 100 infected patients die, and the Congo Basin variant, in which 10 out of 100 patients can die. Holy cow, 10% is a lot more than 1%. The NCDC says the 21 confirmed cases are from some 61 suspected cases of monkeypox, out of which a 40-year-old man died. The cases were reported in 9 states and the federal capital of Abuja. In Nigeria, Africa's most populous country, the risk of exposure to monkeypox is high, but the health consequences are relatively low. The current situation in the country and globally has not shown any significant threat that could result in severe disease or a high case for mortality rate. Excuse me, fatality rate. Man. Oh, man. There we go. Yep. Hello, hello, ZopSQL. I'm glad to see you. Let's keep it moving. There's a lot of death, a lot of trouble. Officials in Nunavut say there are at least 31 cases of active tuberculosis in the hamlet of Pangnirtung, a community of 1,500 people. The name is a bit tough for Marcus's, but I'll put it in comm. It's Pangnirtung, Pangnirtung. A tuberculosis outbreak in the Canadian Arctic has prompted frustration in a remote Inuit community and highlighted the persistence of an illness that has been largely wiped out in the rest of the country. The outbreak also lays bare the dismal living conditions and overcrowding in many Arctic communities, despite Canada's status as one of the world's wealthiest nations. Officials in Nunavut say there are 31 cases of active tuberculosis in the hamlet. There are also, it's on Baffin Island. There are also an additional 108 cases of latent tuberculosis, a form of the illness that puts patients at risk of developing an active form of the respiratory illness in the future and can be resistant to vaccines. Tuberculosis is one of the largest killers in North America in the 20th century and is caused by the contagious bacterium Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which predominantly attacks the lungs. Oh, shucks. Well, we scared Zops SQL away. Before anybody else disappears, stick around. At 1930 UTC, every damn day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. A super fun show. Definitely worth listening to. It happens even on the weekends. It is a blast. It's a lot of fun. So definitely stick around for that. But yeah, the treatment of Inuit was the subject of an apology by Justin Trudeau in 2019. For too long, the government's relationship with the Inuit was one of double standards and unequal treatment. The year earlier, Trudeau pledged to eliminate tuberculosis in the region by 2030, a promise that he looks unlikely to fulfill, given that the rates of the illness have changed little since his pledge. While the coronavirus has delayed eradication plans, critics say insufficient political and government funding is also to blame. Oh, okay. No worries. I'm glad. I thought I'd scared you off, SoftSQL. So, if the tuberculosis doesn't kill you, and if the flying in a plane or something else, the monkeypox doesn't get you, or you don't die in a flood, or something else horrible happened to you, mudslide, strawberries. Strawberries recalled from grocery stores across North America amid hepatitis A outbreak. That's right, around 17 people have been infected, 12 hospitalized in the U.S., while Canada's recorded 10 infections and 4 hospitalizations. Health authorities have recalled strawberries sold under two brands across chains in the U.S. and Canada after they were found to be linked to a multi-state outbreak of hepatitis A. The FDA, the U.S. FDA, has urged households and businesses such as restaurants to discard potentially tainted fruit from brands, tainted fruit from brands Fresh Campo and HEB. HEB is the super popular grocery chain here in Texas, so seeing their name in a massive recall is like, oh no. People who purchased currently the potentially affected products are past shelf life. People who purchased fresh organic strawberries between March 5th, 2022 and April 25th, 2022 and then froze those strawberries for later consumption shouldn't eat them. The warning came after the outbreak left at least 17 affected and 12 hospitalized. Another 10 infections and four hospitalizations were recorded in Canada. The traceback investigation showed that cases in California, Minnesota, and Canada have report having purchased fresh organic strawberries branded as Fresh Campo or HEB prior to becoming ill. Hepatitis A is a contagious virus that causes inflammation of the liver and leads to mild to severe illness. It's transmitted through ingestion of contaminated food and water or through direct contact with an infectious person, causing symptoms of nausea, fatigue, and abdominal pain. This was sold in major... These foods were sold in Aldi, HEB, Kroger, Safeway, Sprouts Farmers Markets, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Weiss Markets, and Winco Foods. Whew! The Dubious Goals Committee is coming up next, so you want to check that out. I'm going to make some tea after this is all said and done, but we've still got about 5 minutes to go, which means we got time for more death and sadness and just some other stuff. But yeah, this, at least in that story, it's not related to the viral, to the unknown origin or to the weird thing where kids are getting hepatitis. We've talked about that story a bunch. But there's still not an update on that. So yeah, just kids randomly getting hepatitis, needing liver transplants and such. That's what's happening. All right. Well, from people to animals, a killer whale stranded in France's River Seine dies. A killer whale stranded for weeks in France's River Seine was found dead Monday after attempts to guide it back to sea failed and revealed it was severely sick. Regional officials had already decided to euthanize the killer whale, also known as an orca, to end its suffering, but a sailor spotted the animal lying on its side Monday morning. Sea Shepherd France, who went out to the animal and confirmed its death, said on Twitter they were watching the orca's body to prevent it from being hit by a ship, which would compromise the autopsy. The investigation will try to establish why the orca got stranded and how it died, as well as gather information on its illness. A group of experts attempted to use sonar techniques to help guide the animal back to its natural saltwater habitat this weekend, after its appearance in the iconic French river that flows through Paris astonished onlookers. but the operation seeking to save the animal encountered a lack of alertness, inconsistent reactions to sound, stimuli, and erratic and disorienting behavior. The sound recordings also revealed vocal calls similar to cries of distress, it said, adding that the animal appeared to be in a critical state of health. Her skin was ulcerated. She must have been in agony. Pieces of skin were falling off. There was nothing that could be done, said Gerard Mulger, vice president of GECC, an organization for the conservation of marine animals in the channel. The animal appeared to be suffering from mucormycosis, a fungal infection increasingly seen among marine mammals, which causes them severe distress. Just really sad. Hey, the tea was in the bathtub. Oh, that's right. Tope can take baths now. Heck yeah. The bath restriction is released, right? I hope so. Anyway, we're going to move on. There's a bunch of other news to talk about. A biker rode his bike from London to Lagos to raise awareness about polio. Kunle Adeyanyo left London on April 19th with a simple goal in mind. Reach Lagos and raise funds to support the fight against polio. 13 countries and 13,000 kilometers later, Nigerian-born Kunle Adeyanju crossed Sunday the Benin-Nigeria border after a 41-day journey on his motorcycle. A welcome fit for a celebrity after 41 days on the road, Nigerian biker was greeted to cheers from the crowd who gathered in anticipation of his arrival. The adventurer reached Sunday the border between Benin and Nigeria after he embarked on a trip from London. Mesmerized by the encounters along the 13,000 kilometers he traveled, the biker urged Africans to tell themselves stories to the world. My discovery, my one take-home from this ride, is the story of African people. I discovered that African people are nice people. African people are hospitable people. Africa is a land of diversity. It is a land where everywhere step you go through, you discover something new, something interesting. It's totally different from what I read about Africa in the media. And so that's cool. This is a guy that went from one to the other. And, well, that's about all the time we've got. They arrested a 10-year-old who was threatening to shoot up a school in Florida. And in France, massive ticket fraud is what's blamed for all the violence as people couldn't get in to see the game. We're talking about football, of course. It is serious, serious business. Let's put the plus sign and see. Oh, man, I've got a whole 60 seconds to go. Let's test something out. I'm going to test something. I'm going to go and see if I can't play a YouTube audio sound for you. Here. Oh, man, I don't have any favorite videos saved. Here, let's just do this. Is this audio going out? I don't think it is. Boop. Firefox.
There's no chance.
We got time, Ben. Got a little bit of an issue. Not sure what it is. They're pointing toward the corner.
There we go.
Looks like it's a cover was pitching.
Well, that's all the time we got.
Remember Jeff, he was a Red Sox prospect.
I'll try it again tomorrow with
probably
some
ball
more
bearing,
settings
Tom.
And add in sound effects. What's he need? Does Zop Sop?
And it's our first truck delay of spring, which happens. It can happen.
Deja vu.
You know, it's like Brewster's Millions out there.
They forget to open the gate down the right field line, and he's trying to get out.
Okay,
can't get
bye.
There.
7-6.